Cool. Hi, everyone. Hey, how are you guys doing? My name is Aurelien Bombo, or Aurelien, if you speak French. This is actually my first time at FOSDEM. And it's kind of a funny feeling for me being here because I'm born and raised here in Belgium. And, you know, after school, I moved all the way to, you know, Chicago abroad for work. And now I'm back here for work, right? So work-wise, I work with the Confidential Containers Project. Lately, I've been looking at storage. Otherwise, I just help out with different aspects of the project, notably the CI. And then I also work with the Kata Containers Project, where I'm a part of the architecture committee there, which is a group that you know, steers the project and has a final say on decisions. And then on Microsoft, my assignment really is the Linux confidential platform as part of the Azure Linux team. And I work with Archana and Nikita that I presented earlier. I work with Fabiano all the time, right? So I know some people in this room. So when you talk about, you know, confidential computing, a lot of the time people focus on the compute part, right? So what happens in the memory, not so much about networking or storage, right? And so today I wanted to share with you folks a little bit about what we've been working on with the confidential containers community to implement secure storage from the perspective of, you know, containers in a confidential setting, right? And so mind you, a lot of this stuff is still very much a work in progress, but at least this will give you a good overview on the current state of things. And so I'll talk about both the implementation itself, but also how that ties into the broader ecosystem, right? And by the way, I have a PR that's up for review. I can share with you folks. If you wanna, you know, criticize my code, please feel free. Now, first and foremost, what is a confidential container, right? So when you think containers, you think typically your standard Docker run C containers, right? Where you share the host kernel with the containers. Now you can do better isolation than that using Kata containers. You put the containers in a virtual machine, right? That still doesn't prevent you from a potentially malicious host that could attack your containers, right? And so to address this problem, we have the Confidential Containers Project, or COCO. That's the term that we use on the project to refer to it, right, COCO. And we build on top of Kata to leverage a trusted execution environment, or a TE, to guarantee the confidentiality of that VM, right? For example, by encrypting the VM memory, right? And even the workloads, the containers themselves, can use that TE to run a process called remote attestation that'll give you essentially a cryptographic proof of the contents of the VM, right? And then later on, I also introduced the concept of container security policy that we use to secure the VM boundary. So, you know, the interface between the VM and outside of the VM, right, which is untrusted by designing our threat model, right? So now, these three are container runtimes, right? They address the question of how do I run a container on a single machine, right? Now, when you're talking about deploying at scale, when you have loads of containers that you want to deploy to a cluster of machines, right, you want to use something like Kubernetes to handle what we call the orchestration of your containers, right? And so that's going to handle the deployment, you know, scaling, load balancing, service discovery, fault tolerance, all that good stuff, right? And so it's very important for the COCO project to work well with Kubernetes because that's what people use, right, to deploy at scale. So if you want people to use COCO, you want to work well with Kubernetes. And with this, get us one other aspect that's managed through Kubernetes, or storage. So it's going to be, you know, pretty important for us here to have some understanding that Kubernetes is here in the picture and that we have to work with it.
Can you speak up a little bit louder?
Louder?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm being so loud. My bad. I'll go even louder. So before I dive into the is this good? Before I dive into the details of the storage implementation itself, I'm gonna quickly run through this already simplified diagram of the life cycle of a confidential container, right? And so we'll build on top of this diagram to understand the storage later on, right? And so this is the view from the host. And so when you want to create a container, you're going to create this container spec here, which is a YAML file that you send to your cluster, right, to Kubernetes. And then on every host node of your cluster is going to be a component called the kubelet from Kubernetes. And the YAML file is going to reach that kubelet. The kubelet is going to talk to the kata runtime. And then the kata runtime will trigger the virtual machine manager, right, the VMM, to create this confidential VM right here, right? And in this confidential VM will be installed a few components, including the Rust kata agent. And this kata agent will be responsible for creating the individual containers inside your VM, right? And then it's going to talk to the kata runtime, interface with it over RPC, right? And so one key aspect to understand is that anything that is outside this, you know, this green box, the confidential VM, right, is untrusted from the perspective of the VM components, right? Now, when you talk about storage, broadly, there's two types of storage that you want to consider. There's ephemeral storage and then persistent storage. And so I'll start with ephemeral storage here. Hopefully, I have some time to say a few words about, persistent storage before, you know, I get kicked off the stage. So let me dive right into it. So even ephemeral storage, right, is a pretty crucial use case to support, because every container at some point is going to need to store data that is not going to outlive the container, but that is also not going to fit into memory, right? And so enabling that, you unlock use cases like sharing data between the containers in your VM, having temporary log storage before sending those logs over to a logging service, right, in the cloud, or caching and checkpoints and snapshots and so forth, right? And so always the first goal here, right, is going to be security and especially confidentiality, because even if the storage is ephemeral, you don't want it to be accessible to the untrusted host or to any other untrusted control plane components, right? And then we want to be careful of how we integrate with Kubernetes, right? Because Kubernetes already has storage features that people are leveraging, right? And so we want to make the transition to COCO as smooth as possible, right? So we want to be careful how we integrate with Kubernetes. And so with this, the key ideas in the design are going to be to, from the host itself, right, we're going to create a temporary block device. We're going to pass this block device into the VM. And then from inside the VM, we're going to encrypt and format this device, right? And so here, one important challenge is going to be securing this interface between the VM and, you know, outside of the VM, right, with the kata runtime, because we're injecting a VM inside that device inside that VM, right? And so we want to make sure that the interface is protected, right? And we'll do this through the container security policy. Now, this is the same diagram that I showed two slides ago. So we have the basic container lifecycle, right? And so, again, you start by creating this container spec, right? And so here, with our confidential storage type, it's a new storage type, right, that we're introducing into the control plane, right? And to implement a new storage type in Kubernetes, you want to implement something that's called